Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends, Christine, Marie, and Julie. Today, we're going to have a Lyme disease update, of course. And we're also going to talk, we're going to start a new segment called Total Eclipse of the Sun. And, well, we're going to have a movie review. And, of course, they're going to talk about me, Storm and Norman. So, I bet you think this podcast is about you, don't you, don't you?
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. And I'm Julie, and you are...
here. Just barely.
Just barely here. You are loud, too. I gotta lower your voice. Try and talk a little bit more, girlfriend.
Okay, how's this?
Sure.
You're still too loud?
No, you're fine. People love to hear your voice anyway.
I'm loud and I'm proud.
There you go. Keep talking. Talk the way you want to talk.
I'm flying the rainbow flag.
There you go.
I've just decided today to become a unicorn.
Well, you know those are the most magical creatures in the world, right? And you know what they really mean, right?
I do know what they mean.
What do you think they really mean?
They're just loaded with magic. They're magically delicious.
Yes, they are.
And I know what a unicorn is.
I really want you to tell me what you think a unicorn is.
A unicorn is one of those magical people that allow you to be you're invited into their relationship, a two people relationship,
right?
And the unicorn could be either a male or female,
right?
And you're supposed to treat the unicorn really, really, really nice,
right?
And
they won't have an emotional tie to you. They won't expect anything.
That's right. They don't. You're just supposed to enjoy them,
right?
Sexually,
right?
And not get involved in them,
right?
And then they just
Mess up the apple cart between the couple.
They're not supposed to if they're a good unicorn,
right?
That's right.
A lot of parameters to be a real good unicorn.
But I hear it pays well.
I don't know if it does or not. I think the whole point of being a unicorn is that you don't expect money in return.
Yeah.
I think, but if you do, I think that that's just a paid sex worker. And I would rather have that. Wouldn't you?
I mean, I've heard like on Dan Savage, you know, people say that they're monogamish. There's a lot of people like going out of town for work and then hire sex workers during that time because that's considered... I'm still monogamous, monogamish.
Well, I love the fact that you said, I really wouldn't even know where to begin to look for us for our paid sex worker.
I wouldn't know where to begin to look for a paid sex worker for pot.
Right.
For any kind of drug, really.
No.
So sex, drugs, maybe I can find rock and roll
right.
on an older station.
Right.
But anymore, it's got to be like, you know, rap or... something else.
Pop,
I don't know. Like
rap.
Rihanna, I don't know.
Right. Yeah, so you just wouldn't know. You wouldn't know to find those things. Well, I understand. I guess that's the thing.
I have to go to Craigslist.
Right.
But then you'd have to know how to work the computer.
Which you do. but there's a point where you're going, to me that the lure is not worth it.
I'll just soon have an ice cream cone.
There you go.
With sprinkles on it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Rainbow sprinkles to remind me of the unicorn.
To remind you that of the possibilities that you could be. That you could be a unicorn. You know, we in Law of Attraction, or we always talk about fantasizing, like believing so hard that you are what you want to be, mm-hmm. that the universe has no other reason to bring to you what you want, right?
Unless it brings you the exact opposite.
And so you could totally start imagining yourself as this beautiful unicorn.
Yes.
Yeah, and being, you know, lavished with gifts from all your your partners.
Yes. Very interesting.
You know. But like once again, I would just be like, just hire someone. If that's legal.
Yeah.
You know, go to a different, you know.
I would think
airfare is so cheap now, you could probably go to Vegas.
Yeah.
And hire. Go to that bunny ranch or whatever.
Yeah, but I would assume people would pay you to, if they wanted you to fly to where they are.
That's true.
And, you know, steak dinner.
Right. Right. If you were truly a unicorn, like, listen, I don't expect money, but I expect a free ride.
Right.
I'm not going to pay my way there.
Right.
Like, oh. I go, because, you know, like, dude, I can get sex anywhere. I'm a unicorn. Come on. Give me a break. What, do you think you're special?
Jill, you
I'm
have
the
to,
unicorn.
You're the unicorn.
Yeah.
No, I'm
you're
the
just
unicorn.
A married, you're, like, you're just an old married couple. Dude, there's a dozen of you. I'm a unicorn.
You don't know me.
You're not special. I'm the special one. You better open that pocketbook up, get me a plane ticket, and it best be business or first class.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying you're paying me because, you know, we're going to be.
Right.
I'm not a paid sex worker. I don't get paid
I'm
for
an
sex.
I'm unpaid sex worker.
Yeah, but I believe that I should be treated well.
Yes. Well, that's the first rule of unicorn.
You treat your unicorn well.
It's kind of like the first rule of Fight Club. Don't ever talk about fighting.
You know, and it's so funny because I know someone I think who could be a really good unicorn if she had enough confidence.
Me?
Not you.
Me?
Yeah, you. You could. No, you couldn't. I think you would be just like, oh.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd be too tired. I'm too lazy. What? I have to get on my knees? Excuse me. Wait, you want me in this position?
What?
I doubt that.
You guys, I mean, this is not all about me. I'm the unicorn here.
If I can't do it in a hot tub, I'm not going
to
do it.
That's right. Or like, listen, if I have to leave my state, forget it. Come to me, please.
So who do you think would be a good sex unicorn?
Well, my one friend who's pretty
Melissa?
Open. Yes.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's not her name.
No.
That's her
you
unicorn name.
You intentionally said her name. I don't
know
why.
Say her name.
But I think she would have been a good unicorn,
yes,
you know?
Yeah.
But I think she just lacks the self-confidence.
Yes.
You know, to
I don't know about that, honey.
No,
she's
I mean,
got a lot of confidence.
She does in that area, but I think that
anybody that would just leave and just say to you, if you don't hear from me in 4 hours, I'll be in a white work van at the white panel van with
the corner of 64 and
at the petrol truck stop. Okay, where will your dead body be?
Yeah, and where's your head?
Covered in paint cloths.
Yeah,
and drop cloths.
Exactly. Now, yeah, it's a scary world out there. But, like, you know, it's
wasn't
so fun.
Wasn't it weird, though, that one day that she went to see this one guy that she met off of, was it Craigslist?
I don't know. Yeah, one of those online sites.
But, yeah, it was something like that. And the very next day you run into him and he's like, hey, Julie, I was just with your friend. And
that was weird.
And he's like, are you swinging like, do you swing like her? Are you like to, and you're like, no.
I go, I don't like to talk about what she's into at work. Like,
oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I can't talk, I'm at work.
I'm at work. Like, so are you. Well, it didn't help the matter that she called me afterwards and said, I think I told him to say, like, give you a wink or something. Like, she's like, we all knew what was going on. I'm like, oh, really? Please.
So he came over to you and was winking.
Like, I know what's going on. I'm like, I don't know what's
going
on.
Oh, like, you're such a swinger.
Yeah.
That's like with Dad. Like, Dad had to go back to this old place where he worked to deliver some.
Right.
Or pick up some sand.
Yeah.
And, one of his friends says, oh, like, say hi to my girlfriend, Julie, you know. And he was telling a story about one of the other drivers that we all know and saying that he got in trouble, whatever that means, with rabbit ears.
Yeah.
For fondling a 17-year-old girl.
Right. And I was bugged by that phrase.
Yeah.
I had no idea what that meant.
We had to look up what fondling meant.
No, I didn't look it up. I knew.
I'm just trying to embellish, Julie.
I'm like, I know what the word fondling means. I didn't know. I mean, we use those words in not the right context, you know? Like, was he walking down the street, saw a 17-year-old, grabbed her and fondled her? You know, like, then that's, like, wrong.
Wrong.
You know, or was that, was, like, were they hanging out because he was somehow with a 17-year-old girl with
a
bunch of people and got drunk?
Maybe his girl he was dating had a 17-year-old daughter.
And it was her daughter's friend. I mean, there's like so many situations. And 17's a weird age because I don't know if it's a consensual age in some states or not.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was funny.
How consensual is it if you're 17 and the guy that's fondling you is like 38, 39?
Well, I don't know the whole story. I don't know. I don't know the whole story. I mean, first of all,
I'm just saying. I don't know the story either.
It's not. It's not,
but that
it's,
wasn't what I, part I was getting to. It, but the part that I was getting to is like, Norm said, "Oh my God, he should know better. That's crazy."
Yeah.
And then your friend, and then your friend, who's like 49 or 50, yeah. said, "Well, I'd do that." And Norm said, "No, you wouldn't."
Yeah.
And he goes, "No, I would. I would. I really would." And Norm goes, "You would not." He goes, "Listen to me, Norm. I really, really, really would." And then I goes, and then Norm said, I can't believe it. And he goes, "I've talked to cops, Norm. I've actually talked to cops. And here's what they've told me. If you're like a mucky muck, or like if you're like a big shot, or if you have any kind of a political job or anything like that, and you do that, you're toast. However, if you're just a normal working stiff and you do that, all they try to do is scare the bejesus out of you."
Oh.
So basically,
he literally had a conversation.
He had a conversation with a cop about if I was going to do a fondle, a 17-year-old.
Now, see, but here's the thing. I need to know the more context, because I'm getting to the point where, like,
old context.
I do, because I'm like, okay.
Okay, she was wearing short shorts.
No. I need to know what that word means, because if he's being like the former President Trump in the public sector, where I'm just grabbing some booty, you know. Well, then he's committing sexual assault and needs to be thrown in jail. Mm-hmm. And that fondling is unwarranted and unasked for.
Even if and you double that by having it be underage.
But I don't know if 17 is underage.
I see what you're saying.
I don't know. I don't know for sure. I mean, I literally don't know.
Okay, here's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
The story that they were telling
is underage.
Is the fact that she's 17.
So she's underage.
I don't know.
Right.
But wouldn't that, the story that's going around includes the age.
Of 17.
Yeah. So that would make it to me like maybe there's a reason.
Yeah.
They're not saying she's 67. You know,
they would have mentioned that as well, by the way.
They might have, yeah. Breaking news, CNN.
Okay,
67.
Now, I'm going to put my two cents in. I'm going to throw my hat in the ring, because I don't know anything more than what you said. And I felt like, I don't need to have any idea what this story is about to really make a comment.
Because
I
do know the guy. How's my girlfriend Julie, though? He did say that.
Yes, he goes, "How's my girlfriend Julie?"
Yeah, the girl that makes me cupcakes.
That's right. And daddy goes, "Horrible. She got Lyme disease. Not doing well at all."
And then people just go, "Let me tell you what I have."
That's right. And
hardly
move on.
Anybody ever says, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Tell me about it." No, they all go, "You told this other guy, Rich," and he goes, "Hey, Julie, I just got out of the hospital. I lost the lobe of my lung."
You're like, "What?"
Okay.
You won.
You win.
You win. You got lung disease. You had lung cancer. You win. I was talking to my coach the other day, and I hadn't talked to her for a while because of
Lyme disease.
And also she had a conference to go to and all this stuff. And then I started just crying a little bit, and she's just like, what was I talking about?
Your coach.
Yeah. I don't know. There was a point I was wanting to make, and no, I can't remember. I'm going to blame that on the Lyme disease, because it was a brain fog.
Mm-hmm. Blame it on the Lyme.
I'm blaming it on the Lyme. Which we will have a Lyme update in a little bit.
Yeah, but here's what you did say, though. I will throw my hat into the ring.
Oh, thank you, about this topic.
Yes.
Okay. I unfortunately, I do know the gentleman that they're talking about. Yes. I don't know the 17-year-old girl.
No.
I remember being a 17-year-old girl, and I remember feeling sometimes exceptionally old, like setting the world on fire, kind of like, wow. You know, so I would love to know the whole story. And I also knew other 17-year-olds that with mixed with alcohol would have no problem chasing after or being available for making out and doing stuff with alcohol with other guys his age. It's getting a little close. He's in his 30s or
late
early 30s.
Yeah.
Was he in his late 30s?
He has an 18-year-old child, so.
Yeah, maybe so. Okay, sure. Yeah. That's getting kind of old.
I think so.
Yeah. It's getting kind of gross and old for me, but I'm not there anymore. And so I'm curious how that all went down. But I'll tell you what, you take alcohol out of this situation, I bet none of this crap happens. Mm-hmm. I always feel like alcohol or pot, yeah, all this stuff makes
your defenses go down.
Yeah. And everybody looks more attractive and worth it with alcohol, man. And then you're going, wait a minute. Yeah. And like, then you're going, wait, I'm 17.
She's worth going to prison for. I got my beer goggles on.
Yeah,
hold on.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's worth going to a county jail.
Yeah. Or as a 17-year-old girl, you're going, wow, this 38-year-old guy with an 18-year-old son who doesn't really have two nickels to rub together, he looks like a guy I have to go for. And I think without the alcohol, I'm not judging. He's a good guy. Not anymore because he's fondling 17-year-olds. I'm just saying that I think without alcohol, a lot of this stuff doesn't happen. But okay, we never talk about that.
Yeah, but here's an interesting. I think this what you're getting to is an interesting point. You're saying that with alcohol or with drugs or whatever, your defenses are down, yeah, and you may make a decision that you wouldn't normally make.
100%.
However, your friend, the 49-year-old guy, said, I would do that.
I think he is totally lying.
Not only did he say, I would do that, but I've talked to cops about if I would do that. And here's what they said. Are you a VIP? Are you in the Senate? No. If you're just a normal working stiff, we'll just scare the bejesus out of you. But we won't do anything. And okay. That guy, yeah, that's my answer. And he did not have alcohol in
him. Can I say something? I will have to admit that I am typically wrong on this subject because I really, like, I'll bring up Jared, the Subway dude.
Yeah.
When I heard about him, you couldn't pick my jaw off the floor.
Because
I'm like, who does that?
You cried for days. I did. You went, not Jared.
Not Jared.
Not Jared.
I'm Subway? Like, I'm like, what? Jared? Jared? Jared?
Child pornography?
I'm like, who does? I go, dude, you got a lot to lose. And I'm like, you and your foundation and other dude are passing dude shit around. This is horrible. What's wrong with you? So I'm just completely naive about this, and that deep down there's a population of men out there that are just, they've got this, they're wired wrong, and that, yeah, everything is so sexualized,
yeah.
And
wired so wrong because most guys, even if they had those thoughts, right?
Right.
Can't stop the thoughts from coming. You maybe can stop them from building a nest, right, in your hair. But, you know, you can't stop that. Most guys go, well, that's not worth it.
It was interesting. I don't think that's – I think you're right in that. But I remember yesterday I was listening to John Williams on WGN. And we're going to get to our stuff that we really want to talk about today, which is like
– Really? Us?
Yeah. But – And he was talking, he wanted people to call up to saying, what has happened that you thought would never happen? And this, you know, and one person called, like, I thought I would never like coffee. I'd never drink coffee. I drink coffee all the time. Mm-hmm. And this one guy calls up, he says, I thought I would never have a problem with women wearing short skirts. He goes, but now that I have a daughter and she has a daughter, and I'm like, I can't stand it when I see women, right, wear short shorts or short skirts.
Right.
I go, it's like, you need to cover that up.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's so funny because that's what happened to me when I heard, like Trump say his line at the bus.
Right.
You know, not President Trump, the pre-President, yeah, Trump.
Candidate.
Yeah, and I go,
Which we know now that we have to separate.
Yes, it's not who President Trump
no,
is.
No, we can't do that.
But it wasn't that he said it that bugged me the most. It was the fact that he was a 60-year-old man with daughters.
Yeah.
And probably grandkids. I'm like, dude, that should have been bred out of you a little bit. You know, once you have a daughter, you're like, mm-hmm, I think something changes in you.
Even when you have just a child.
Yeah, you're like,
you don't want your sons to act.
Your compassion
like that
should go up that, hey, guess what? That woman's somebody's daughter.
Right.
That woman over there, she's somebody's daughter.
Right.
I didn't know that before.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting that, and John Williams agreed. He goes, something happens as a man,
yeah,
that once you have a daughter,
yeah,
and once that daughter becomes like even like of dating age,
right,
you no longer look at women the same way.
100%.
And I think it just happens.
Thank God.
For a lot of men.
Right.
And then for some men, it doesn't work that way.
Like you said, they're wired wrong.
I'm going to say they're wired wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
but don't be judgy.
Can't be judgy. Now the capital W, with a small W, you know, wrong.
Oh, that's like, doesn't judgy start with a J?
Or J, that's exactly right.
Wudgy.
Exactly. So are you ready to go into our next segment?
Oh, really? Well, you're where you should be all the time. But when you're not, you're with some underworld spy or the wife of a close friend.
Wife of a close friend.
As I was telling you about my brush with Warren Beatty.
Yes. You've had a brush with Warren Beatty.
I had a close brush with Warren Beatty. But, Julie, are we going to Nova Scotia in our Learjet to see the total eclipse of the sun?
No. Well, because we don't have to.
We don't have to, but we are renting a camper.
We are renting a camper.
20-year-old camper. I don't know how old it is, really.
I don't think it's 20 years old.
It's 10.
I think it's 10.
10 years old.
Is it 10?
I don't know.
We're renting a camper.
We're renting a camper.
And we're going to drop some dough on this thing.
And we're going to go to Kentucky, not to Nova Scotia. To see the total eclipse of the sun.
Yes, the best place to see the total eclipse of the sun is literally in southern Illinois. And we're.
Or like Paducah or Louisville.
Yes, I mean, it's really Carbondale, like right around there. It's
okay.
Kind of like that.
Okay.
But I know you want to go to Kentucky so desperately.
I know. You know I'm a Kentucky girl. There ain't enough whiskey into Kentucky to satisfy me. And so we flew our RV to Paducah, to see the total eclipse of the sun.
And it's so funny because we were like, how do we do this?
Well, because this is our gift to you because you got Lyme disease.
Well, it's funny. We have gone back and forth on this thing. And 2 or 3 years ago, I knew this thing was coming. And I said to Mom and Dad,
it's so great.
As God is my witness, I am seeing this damn thing.
Yes.
And I'm doing it. And we had talked about me becoming a minister.
Oh, we had the greatest idea.
And I would marry people.
Yeah,
and,
we were going to rent a venue.
Yeah, and I thought it would be so fun. And that didn't happen.
So they could get married at the exact timing of the total eclipse of the sun.
Because I know it's good luck.
That's right.
And that didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
No. That would have taken lots of just real
coordination.
Fun. Coordination. And real oomph, you know, oomph on my part. But
Or oompa. Like a big polka drum. Oompa.
Or more like being one of those grapes on the chocolate factory, you know.
Willy Wonka. Yeah.
Oompa, I'm an oompa.
Oh, an oompa loompa.
Yeah, I'm oompa loompa. Those guys get things done.
Got it. They do. We don't.
I didn't get this done.
We are renting a camper. And we're going to go see the total eclipse of the sun.
And the truth is, we're beyond the 30-day mark, I believe.
Yes, we are committed.
We are committed to bringing this camper.
Yes.
And,
is this exactly? August 21st.
And we're not 100% where we are going because...
We don't know the weather yet.
We don't know the weather yet.
We don't know if we'll see the sun or not.
And...
But we're heading in the right direction.
Yes. We're heading in the right direction. Well, I mean, it's kind of funny because it literally hoops around Illinois, mm-hmm. you know, so it can be in Iowa. Mm-hmm. It can be in Missouri.
But we're prepared.
Yeah.
We got the camper. We got wheels. We're going to have our snick snacks.
And it's so fun because I've had Lyme disease. And during this time, we've taken off of work. We've done things that have cost money for me, you know, because it's not been cheap. Mm-hmm. And
you may be cheap, but you're not easy, girlfriend.
Exactly. So I've been like back and forth, like, is this worth it, you know, doing this? And you've said stuff like, well, you know, you can just go yourself. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's fine, you know, or whatever. And And finally, you said you heard on the radio that people had been booked to this one hotel in this one town that's going to experience total eclipse of the sun, and they get like 220 days of sun every year.
Right.
And it's been booked for 2 years. Yes. And then you're like, I'm going.
We're going.
And I thought, there you go. There have been people who've been planning this for 2 years.
Well, you've been planning it for three.
I have. And because it's just like, it's less than 300 miles from us.
Yes.
And it's going to be disappointing. Because it's going to be
because it's everything is disappointing.
Because everything is disappointing. World. Well, it's 4 effing minutes long.
Yeah.
But.
So we're going to spend a grand.
For 4 give minutes. Or take.
That's about the price of a good unicorn, right?
Yeah, price of a good unicorn for that 4 minutes. And let's face it, that's how long the unicorn excitement is all about anyway. It's that 4 minutes.
You seen one unicorn?
You've seen them all. So, you know, so here we are. You know, it is the 23rd of
July.
Thank you, brain fog. And then we're heading into the 21st of August. I mean, it's getting kind of exciting.
So we're going to have a countdown each and every week. And then we'll probably have, once it's over with, we'll probably talk about it on the podcast as well.
Yeah, yes. I'm sure we're going to drag this experience out. And we may maybe we'll count this as a business expense.
Oh, yeah.
And take it off our income tax.
Yeah, because we're talking about it on the radio.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
I think that's what we'll do.
I picture all of us. Here's what I picture. I have no idea yet.
Yes.
But I picture us in a Walmart parking lot.
Right.
Grilling a hot dog or something.
Right.
Waiting with our 3D glasses.
OMG, not 3D. Yeah, but you're right. I need to get those, by the way. I got to get those. Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Where do
we get those now?
Yeah, we should go on Amazon.
Yeah, hey, Amazon. I saw them. I don't know if they're real or not. I got to prepare, though. Thank you
for
reminding me. I've been seeing them. Like, get I think it's like Mylar. Uh-huh. You can get like a Mylar balloon, look through it.
Oh, you know? Balloon?
Mm-hmm. But I think you can get these.
Balloon glasses? Auga. Oh, my God. She's got her balloon glasses on.
You know. And it's so funny because it's going
to. Auga.
Yeah, they're like, don't look at the sun. I'll go blind. I'm like, you can look at the sun for a second or two. You're not going to go blind. But if you look straight at it for four minutes, I'm sure it's going to do damage. But that's the problem. But
yeah, we'll record it. Have you heard of this? You know, they had these new things like the fidget spinners and stuff.
Yeah.
And they had this new thing out. It's kind of taken the place of the fidget spinners. It's called the Cage. And it's like a virtual reality hat or, uh-huh. or glasses. And you put them on over your head. And you feel like you're inside of a cage.
Right.
And you're like, it's not scary, but they force you to see Nicolas Cage movies.
Right.
During you've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard
so
of it.
So it's the Cage experience. And yeah. So you're behind the cage and you're forced to watch Nicolas Cage movies like, oh, Wendy, let's hurry before the bomb goes off. Or, hey, Peggy Sue,
let's get married.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your total eclipse of the sun stuff.
No,
I got to just put it on your checklist.
And so I've been telling everybody to
get Mylar glasses.
You know, but it's kind of funny because with Doug, I haven't told him that he's like, he had mentioned like, maybe we should go together. I'm like, oh, I don't think so. You know, but I haven't told him that. I've already rented a camera with my parents. We've got this all planned and you're not invited.
Oh, you can figure out how to invite him.
Should I invite?
Do you see what my head's doing right now?
Yeah, you're not. You're saying he is not coming with
I'm
us.
I'm saying, you sure you should invite him?
No, you should not invite him. I'm trying to be magnanimous on the show, but in reality, he is not coming with us. He can maybe meet us down there. Oh, not going to happen. Not going to happen. So, but I was texting this one person the person who had lung cancer. Mm-hmm. And because him and I are very much into celestial stuff.
Yeah.
And he'll text me like, "Hey, we might be able to see the Aurora Borealis tonight.
Was last night.
I go, "Hey, thanks." I go, "Don't forget about the solar eclipse of the sun coming August 21st. Mm-hmm. Take off work and go take your wife, you know, yada, yada, yada." Mm-hmm. And then I said, "Oh, by the way, I have Lyme disease." And he goes, "Oh, that's too bad. By the way, I have lung cancer." Oh, no.
Damn, you win.
I'll take your Lyme disease and up it to lung cancer. But they got it all out. I'm like, "Oh, yeah. Well, good. That's good. You know,
word note to self: do not work in silica sand."
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we used to do that years ago, and when you have signs everywhere that says working with silica sand may cause lung disease, not just now but in the future. Yeah. I haven't had.
Yeah, I mean, I had to call it at some point. I just said, "This is ridiculous."
Right.
I couldn't even understand Norm. His voice was getting so bad.
Yeah.
And
we were wearing masks all the time.
Yeah, I know. But the one time I remember cleaning out my purse. Now, I rarely went to the sand plant. And
right.
If I did, it was just to maybe bring Norm lunch or something. And I can remember cleaning my purse out, and there was just like about a quarter of an inch of sand at the bottom. I'm like, I didn't even get out of the vehicle.
Yeah, how is there sand in here? We'd have sand everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. So are you ready for a little Lyme talk? And so I don't have any music ready for this. I'm just going like this. Lyme update. Lyme update. Lyme update. Okay, here I am. I'm Lyme update.
I'm surprised we don't have music for that.
I'll have to figure that out later. But mm-hmm. There's my Lyme update music. So anyway.
I like to do like CNN. Here we are with breaking news.
Oh, breaking news. Lyme update. Just 1 or 2 minutes of it. You know, my brother has really said, "You need to record these and give me video so I can put them on my YouTube channel because people need to know about Lyme disease." I'm like, "All right, we will, but just not right now, okay?" So here we are with my Lyme disease update. It's been a tough week. It's been a tough week with the Lyme disease. I've had to do a stool sample. Because, you know, my doctor, every time my infectious disease doctor comes to me, he meets me on Mondays as I'm doing my IV in the hospital. And he goes, "Are you constipated? Do you have diarrhea?" I go, no. And he goes, on Tuesday, the diarrhea came.
That's right.
And has not stopped. Continuous.
Drink a glass of water, diarrhea.
Yep.
Have a bowl of cereal. Diarrhea.
And so we were.
That sounds like a song.
Yeah.
If you see somebody coming and you da 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 da. Diarrhea. What was that song?
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that. If you got Lyme disease.
It's hard to believe that we're psychotherapists and coaches.
Yes, it's hard to believe. Well, really. Okay, well, you know, it was kind of funny because I'll tell another part. So I had taken. So I talked to him. Called him on the phone, my infectious disease doctor, and he's like, he called me back. They're never in. And he's like, I go, "I know it's a side effect of my antibiotic." He goes, "Not necessarily." "I'll set up a stool sample for you." I'm like, mm-hmm. And mom goes, "Oh, you don't want one of those. They stick your finger up your butt."
I did.
They stick your finger up your butt.
I did. I had no idea that you
That's
just,
how
like,
I do a Lyme. That's how
she was like, "Mom. They can't do it." I go, "I think they do. Julia's going to be
painful."
You drop
your drawer, stick your finger on your buttons, and then try and grab some boots.
Yes. That's what I thought. Little did I know that you just poo in
a little container.
Yeah.
And so I go,
times have changed.
Yeah. And the interesting thing was, literally, then you said, "Look up how to do a stool sample."
Right.
And then they had YouTube videos. I'm like, dang.
That guy's making some money.
Dang, YouTube videos on stool samples. I'm like, I did not play him. I was refused. I refused. But then I knew I had gotten a clue because someone said, "You go to the lab to pick up your kit to take home." I'm like, thank God. And once I did, and they gave me some parameters, which I thought were very difficult to follow. But they weren't. I mean, in some sense. First off, I'm going to tell you, just in case you have to take it to this tool sample. Should I not?
Yeah, you should, because like Greg said, people need to know.
maybe not during this podcast.
Okay, but let me just say this, though, okay? I'll kind of I'll kind of do it a little bit for
you. Oh, sure. Okay.
Because we've noticed, we think we've noticed that men are different from women.
Yes.
In the fact that men can poo and not pee.
Right.
At the same time.
Right.
But girls cannot.
Well, that's the thing. They said, do not get urine in this.
Correct.
I'm like, well, how the heck do I do that?
Exactly.
And so.
And that was the.
That was the more difficult part.
That was the difficult part.
So, like, it was funny. So I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm like, and I go, and I went, and I'm like, oh, I think I peed. And I did poo, but I think I pooed some more. So I got my little container out, and I'm like, I'll try and poo some more of this.
And it's okay if we're saying poo.
Yeah.
Because the correct word is feces, right? It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Crap. I just have to say.
How about the
emoji? I'll do the emoji look. I'm the black emoji.
Big
the
brown pile of poo.
Yeah, the poo emoji. And then, so that was very interesting. And then I put it in, and I started to tinkle. Like, dang. So I take it out, and I tinkle a lot. And I dry out the container, and then I put it back on. And I'm like, oh, thank God. And the fun thing I thought was funny, she says, we will not take a hard sample. Like, we will refuse it if it's a hard sample.
I have no idea. Mean, like, hard? Like,
if it's actual poop. Like, if it's actually a nice-looking form of actually.
Oh, that means you don't have diarrhea then.
Yeah.
Which means we're not going to take it because you're not sick.
Right. And so I saw that she had looked at my sample in there, and she goes, we're accepting. I'm like, I'm glad.
Julie, you got accepted.
My poop's accepting. God. It's accepted.
It's so exciting. It sounds like graduation.
For sure.
You got accepted.
And so that's been interesting. And I won't know the results until I meet with my doctor tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And we also went to Peoria, which is, I used to think I might like Peoria because it, like you were talking about last week, that former site of John Deere.
Right.
Or excuse me, Caterpillar.
Right.
So big town, but now they decided to go medical, and there's just huge medical complexes, and it's all about medicine,
right,
in Peoria, and that's where your ophthalmologist/neurologist was.
Yeah.
And you went there to and now you're on new medicine.
Yes.
Which triggered an emergency room visit.
Yes.
You took it for the first time, and your head and everything started tingling, and your ears started ringing, and
yeah, I mean, that was. And I don't know if Elliot can be heard in the background, but if he does, we apologize. I don't know what's going on out there. No respect for the podcast, no. None whatsoever. Well, yeah, so I went down there feeling somewhat decent in the sense that I went down there because my ophthalmologist said, hey, we're not seeing your optic nerve go down yet.
Because it's swollen.
It's still swollen. And I don't know. I don't know what the prognosis should be for Lyme disease. And so I went down to the specialist. And he's like, I wish I would have seen you way back when you first got it. I'm like, well, you didn't. He had me now. So here's our baseline. And my left optic nerve is... You know, on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the worst, and your optic nerve should look like a total circle, like a donut with a donut dome in the middle, like a hole in the middle, and there's nothing there. You know, it's totally, there's no edges, no refined edges whatsoever. And he goes, it's probably about a 4.5,
God.
As the worst. And, you know, if we don't treat it, you can go blind. I'm like, ugh. And I don't know exactly what
that means.
That's
when you started crying.
Well, yeah, because I really assumed it was from the Lyme disease. And he goes, We'd be really amiss if I would be neglecting it if I wasn't treating it for something else or more aggressively, you know. And so they put me on this medication, and then my right eye is like, instead of, it's like 1.5, you know, scale from 1 to 5, 5 being the worst. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, okay, I get that. And the medication they put me on, I looked it up. It's like a diuretic for the brain in some sense, supposed to relieve the pressure in the brain. And, I'm on like a pretty high dose. And
very high.
And so he goes, I go, what are some of the side effects? Oh, you won't be able to have any carbonated beverages.
Which is fine.
Like, I've gave those up years ago.
Yeah.
That's not a problem. Yeah. And your hands might tingle a little bit. I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I can handle that.
Do
no
it.
Problem.
Yeah, I can handle it.
So,
you take the first dose. You know, 10 minutes later, you walk into the room.
I go, I have to go to the emergency room.
I have to go to the emergency room.
I go, this cannot be possibly. I go, I just don't know if this is right or not. And they're like, what's going on? I go, well, my head is getting more and more tingly and numb, and my lips are getting numb, and my neck is getting numb. And what you're afraid of is you go into, you know, like you can't breathe because your tongue gets numb or your throat gets swollen. You hear those stories where the medicine does that to you. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the emergency room, and they brought me into the emergency room. They're like, no, you did the right thing. And they go, did you call your doctor down there? I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, it's 9 o'clock at night. Yeah. You know, I'm sure he wasn't there. Yeah. And so she called, got a different guy, a different doctor. But they're like, they're both in agreement that I looked okay everywhere else. And that it was a side effect, not a not allergic reaction. Mm-hmm. And that if the quote unquote, if I could handle the side effect,
mm-hmm. I should keep doing the medication.
Yeah. And if not, cut the dose in half, but you won't get the benefits. And I'm like, well,
that's silly.
Yeah. I'm like, well, and so I'm like, and she's like, and I go, she looked at me and she goes, what do you want to do? I go, I guess I just got to man up and do it.
Right.
And she goes, well, I don't know if you got to do that. I'm like, what? She goes, I don't know if you guys say it like that.
What's your option?
I go, man up. I go, I guess I got to woman up, female emergency room doctor, and do it, you know. But I'm like, you know, I got no choice here. And it was kind of cute because the other emergency room doctor came in and saw me who did my spinal tap, you know, and it was a difficult spinal tap, you know, and he had to poke me 4 times. And he said, you know, if you hadn't had the confidence in me,
I know,
I wouldn't have gone for that 4th poke and we wouldn't have got the diagnosis right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm so grateful. And
yeah.
I'm like,
oh. That was so sweet of him, wasn't
I
it?
I thought that was so sweet. I'm like, you know, I probably should write him a letter.
I think about that all the time.
And just saying, listen, I had confidence in you, but you did a good job.
Yeah.
And I go, you had enough staff in there. I mean, having the nurse in front of me felt, or the person in front of me just hold my hands,
right,
was great,
right.
And I go, and I said, you know, at those moments I go, really, I was so sick that the pain that I was experiencing through the spinal tap didn't feel that bad. I mean, it hurt, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like, yeah. it was being masked by right. the other pain.
A lot of that was during those weeks,
yeah,
you know, a lot of stuff that we went through. I think the only reason we did it because the symptoms were so
right.
extreme
right.
that it masked. Like, Dad had his colonoscopy.
Yeah.
He didn't even, they said, oh, you need to rest for 24 hours.
Yeah.
He was driving, like, that next hour.
Yeah. Like, I'll be fine.
I'll be fine. Yeah. Because I got to worry about my daughter here.
Right. Exactly. And so, and the other symptom I'm getting with medication is that I have a ringing in my ears, yeah. which is annoying.
Yeah.
And I know that my hearing's down. You know, I can right. just tell that the world is muffled. And I guess another symptom of my Lyme disease that I found today is that I'm not a joy to be around.
I said, you're not pleasant to be around.
You're like, oh, I don't know what to tell you, Julie. You're just not pleasant to be around anymore. And we're going to take off after this show, you know. I'm like, whatever.
Why?
And I'm like, well,
I'm always saying, no, you've got schoolwork to do.
Which must be mean code that I don't want to be around you. That, I guess that's what it means.
That's no, it means that? No, no.
It means you got schoolwork to do.
Yeah, you got schoolwork
sure.
to do.
Whatever. But you did say, you just finally came clean. You said, you're like, it is just not that fun to be around you. Or not that joyful.
Well, it's not. I mean, I have to be on alert 24/7 for the next thing. Because Norm's not tracking you.
Right.
I have to be alert. And everything, I mean, how many times a day is there a
right.
a heavy sigh? Okay, is it, do I need to pay attention to this? Is this something that requires an emergency room? What's going on?
Right.
So no, it's not pleasant to be around and experiencing all of that.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
But do I love you and I will do anything for you, including taking you to the emergency room and getting like night blindness with literally we after we dropped you off, you said, uh-huh. go home, Doug's going to pick me up. So we right. and it started pouring down torrential rain.
Right, I know.
And,
I feel
a,
bad.
And a trip that normally takes like 15 minutes took like 40.
Yeah.
And we got like lightning strikes.
Yeah.
Very, very close to us, about 7 or 8 times.
Right.
That was scary.
That was scary.
Yeah. But enough of us.
Yeah. No, I felt bad too. I'm like, oh, I go, oh, it'd be horrible if something happened to my parents while taking care of me. That would be extra guilt on me. That'd be
it's
horrible.
All on you,
babe. It'd be all horrible.
On you. No, we're actually thinking, it might not be too bad to go right now.
Yeah. It's too much to
it's
handle.
It's too much.
Too
we
much.
Know we got like at least 8 more weeks of this.
Oh, I know. Well, that's with this medication. And you know, I am getting used to the side effects. I mean, the side effects of the constant diarrhea is a little annoying. Plus the ring in my ears and the... Okay, it was so funny though. Yesterday, I've been sleeping downstairs in a recliner instead of in my bedroom. During this time, it just makes it more. You've been like watching, like
right.
I was like, what happens if you're upstairs? You come down. I'm like, so that's been fine, but you know, it's been an old recliner and it was on its last leg. So mm-hmm. we decided to. So we splurged for a new recliner yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So after my IV, mm-hmm. we went to I picked it up,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in line. And the sensation to have to go to the bathroom right now hit. And I was talking to somebody, and I'm like, excuse me, I got to go to the bathroom.
No, you didn't say that.
Yeah, I go, miss, where's your bathroom at? And he goes, down the back of the store.
Oh, my God.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
Son of a bitch. And I'm walking, and as I'm walking, literally. My whole body starts to tingle everywhere. I actually had to stop and hold on to a rack.
Oh, no.
Because I'm like, what the hell is this?
Oh, no.
And it wasn't like a bad tingle either. I'm like, this is exciting. This is very interesting. This is very interesting. My whole body's tingling. And then I stopped, and I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom.
Do I sit here and tingle?
Yeah.
Or do I go to the bathroom?
Or do I sit here and tinkle?
That's right.
Out of my butt. And then you just... It ain't pretty.
No.
And you just kind of laugh. And
what are you gonna do?
Hello, and hello.
If Julie, you love that gas too, that sounds horrible.
So that's what's going on. So
thank you for the Lyme disease update, Julie.
Yeah, are you ready for a little movie talk?
Let's sure. all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. And see how many Sherpa hats there are. You know.
Yeah, I mean. So during the song, Christine's like, do we have a movie? Yes, I saw a movie last night with Doug.
Oh, okay. And,
well, because Doug's like, what are we going to do tomorrow? I go, effing nothing.
As long as I can bring this toilet with me, we can do anything.
You been buzzing? And I'm pooping, so whatever you want to do, he goes, I'll come over to your house. I'm like, yes.
I love the fact that Doug just like, he's just like, when's this over? When are you better? Why aren't you better now?
Yes.
You're like, I've got Lyme disease. You know, and he's just like, he doesn't get it.
No. Well, because I play the music through the big black box on my phone for You're So Vain,
yeah.
I didn't turn that off yet. And mm-hmm. so we're getting Snapchat.
Are we?
So people go, I know that sound. That's Snapchat sound.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's what you're hearing, the big black box. So. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what we call it. Could you play music out of the big black box, Julie?
Yes.
You mean the speaker?
The speaker, the big black speaker? Yes.
We don't call it that.
The ion.
We call it the magical big black box.
Yes, big black box. Okay, so anyway, we did, we watched a movie last night, a Kevin James movie on Netflix. I have to say, there is something so great about Netflix, just giving these comedians... Such as, what's the other guy's name from Saturday Night Live? He just does tons of movies on Netflix.
Adam Sandler?
Yeah, Adam Sandler. Yeah. Kevin James, they just do these weird, kooky movies.
Yeah, I'm surprised for Adam Sandler. I mean,
yeah.
He just does it by the dozen.
Yeah.
Are they good?
They're good enough.
That's a perfect.
They're good enough. Perfect, like this yeah. one, I can't tell you it was funny, but it was enjoyable.
Okay.
Kevin James is just a normal guy working in an office who's also a wannabe author. And he writes this book called True Memoirs of an Assassin. Okay, but it's supposed to be in the fiction section. Mm-hmm. And he writes this, and he's talking to people and getting information as he's doing his study and stuff. And he writes a pretty good story. And he gets rejected all over the place for these for publishers. And finally, this one girl meets him at a coffee shop. And she's like a millennial. And she buys his book, you know. And
she's an editor.
Yeah, she's okay. a publisher. And it's all online, though. So it's like a download and all that stuff. And it's all online. But she puts it under nonfiction.
By accident?
No.
Okay.
He goes, I thought you wouldn't change a word. Because I didn't change anything. I just added a word. It's not fiction. It's nonfiction. He goes, so, and then he ends up getting kidnapped. Because in the story, he says, I'm the ghost. Which is, he's, you know, this real assassin that, you know, was supposed to be really good at his job.
Oh, my gosh. I think I might enjoy this.
You would. There's no swearing at all. Literally, I think it's a PG, if not, you know, G movie. But it's a sweet story, fun. You know, it was decently written. You know, they had a good time doing it. Some great actors were in it. And they're gonna, an hour and a half long.
Good.
Hour and a half
criteria.
Long.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, then I'm going, hey, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
And did you poop during it?
Oh, I'm sure I did. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I did. I had some soup. And so I'm sure I did somewhere down the line. Mm-hmm. And
eat some soup, then you.
Mm-hmm. And it was funny because Doug's like, when am I going to have dinner tonight? You know, they're texting each other. I said, my dad bought you a pizza. I go, your dad didn't buy me a pizza. I go, yes, my dad bought you a frozen pizza. So you're out. He goes, okay. So you're having frozen pizza tonight. Goes, okay, that sounds good.
And he had it.
And so he had a frozen pizza.
You have it, you will like it.
Yeah. And so that worked out well. It was
so
perfect.
How many Sherpa hats?
Okay. If you're... I mean, I would have been disappointed if I would have spent real money on this thing. But for a Saturday night on mm-hmm. Netflix, mm-hmm. I'm going to give it 3.5 Sherpas.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You know, for good. What it was.
Because we pay like $9.99 a month, right, for Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically.
Oh, and then I also, then afterwards, and after Doug left.
It's like 30 cents a day.
I think we also put on a little bit of Louis C.K.'s comedy special.
Do you have a new one out?
I wish it was new, but it ended up being one I've seen, but he hadn't seen it.
Oh, okay.
And then he left. And then I watched a little bit of this new show that came out. It's a Netflix original. And it's called Ozarks.
Really?
And Bateman.
Justine?
Jason. He's in it. And Laura Linney?
Wow.
She's in it.
Wow.
Great cast. And... I'm not telling anybody anything off, but it's a wild. You can binge it the first season, but he's actually a money launderer, and he's from Chicago.
Ooh.
And his partners have been money laundering people. I was stealing from the big guy, and the big guy comes in, kills him, and he for whatever reason has an Ozark. A brochure in his pocket and says, don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me. He goes, I've been talking to these guys because I, you know, Chicago's just too busy. There's too many DEA, FBI guys around. And he goes, the Ozarks has twice as much coastline than California does. The Ozarks do, you know, and it does when you think about all the coastlines in the Ozarks.
You mean in, like around lakes?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. He goes, and everybody there is cash rich because they're all there on vacationing.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know. All
so,
of,
so go ahead. Why
so
is,
basically, he wants to move there and start being able to launder money there.
Got it. And so they allow him to?
Yes. And there the story begins.
That's the story.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, good. Yeah. And it was kind of interesting. And so we got about a minute and a half left for our show.
Do I have time for a Norman story?
Sure. Hold on.
That's good. So I know we only have like a couple of minutes left, but I have a Norman story, but it's nothing, it's not funny. It's a little, it's just a story that he mentioned to me this week. Because this, you know, we're all feeling very reflective and stuff. But he said that he was at in Davenport, Iowa, and he's at Sears, and he kind of looks forward to this delivery because they take at least 2 hours, and so and they let him stay in their truck, so he doesn't have to. Sometimes at some places he has to disconnect the truck from the trailer.
Oh, okay.
And but they let him stay, and so he brings, you know, his pillows and so he decided to just, you know, was going to sleep this whole time. So he's laid out and kind of sleeping, and he hears somebody knocking on his window, and he looks up, and the guy is an old guy, like maybe in his 70s, and he opens the door, and he says, "Hey, Diamond, how you doing?" And Norm says he's seen him before, but not really connected. And the guy goes, "Yeah, you know, you want to chat for a while? It's a beautiful day." And like Norm's like, "It's like 97." And he goes, "Oh, okay." You know, and so he goes, "Come on out. Let's, like, it was such a beautiful day." So Norm gets out of the truck.
Oh, no.
And they're sitting on the, you know, the edge of the truck together. And then the guy goes, "Oh, you know, can I borrow your bolt cutters? Because..." He goes, "I lost the bolt out of my bolt cutter." So Norm's like, "Okay."
Oh, that's what he needed.
He needed the bolt cutters, right? So, you know, he did that. And so then that guy starts talking, and he goes, like, "I'm so glad that you got out of your truck to talk to me." And he said, "Because I just lost my wife like 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
and I'm just like, I just feel like I have nobody to talk to. And, you know, and just like life's lonely, but I still got to keep driving this truck." And so, like, Norm's going, "Okay, you know, that's I know what we're going through with this Lyme disease and everything." And so Norm's just sitting there, and they're just talking about nonsensical stuff. He's like, "Yeah, my wife and I, we've been saving up for a van because we wanted to be able to go to the river and go to the Mississippi River or to the Rock River in our van and just kind of hang out." And he said, "So I'm still looking for that van, and I'm just going to go by myself when I buy this van, you know." And Norm said, it was okay. I was hot. I was tired. But you know what? I just decided this guy, he needed somebody to talk to for 2 hours. He had me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know, that's why I love Norman.
That's why I hate you. Because, like, you could have given me a heads up. I took a big drink of water. Didn't know where the story was going to go. Oh. And last shipment of the show.
Oh, sorry about that.
It was
a
great... You know what, though? It's interesting.
It's just that sometimes we just...
it was a
like
perfect...
the kindness of strangers.
100%.
That we can be... And we can be... Just for that, maybe those 2 hours, that guy didn't have to endure his suffering.
No, I was listening to... In Being this morning, NPR, we got like one more minute. They're talking about some convention where Dalai Lama was the headliner. Talking about this other guy, and he said, talking about compassion and that you have to be prepared for it and open for it. And
you have to be open for compassion.
And certainly Dad was.
Yes.
And it was like, and you had to be compassionate for everybody.
You do.
No matter if it was just your inner circle.
Right.
And.
Or someone you don't even know.
No. And that was the key. It's like, you've got to be able to be compassionate to everybody.
Right.
And I want to talk about the situation that was going in Homer, Alaska. And you know what? This is a better topic. Ending with Dad. Even for Pillar Talk.
Yeah.
Because, compassion. Damn it, you guess what? You never know what that person really needs.
It's true.
And Dad could sleep anywhere.
Exactly. Exactly.
But that guy needed a couple hours of talking.
Yeah. Because initially, you know, like you said, oh, that's why he did it. He needed the bolt cutters.
Yeah.
No. No, he used the bolt cutters.
Yeah.
As a way to say, hey, let's talk for a couple hours. Let's just talk. Even if it's 100 degrees out, you know.
And then what you realize is that life changes.
Yeah.
And
you have to let it change you.
You have to let it change you. And then after, maybe, you know, maybe you can fill the voids eventually with other stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
So, oh, well. Well, God bless Great Dad. God bless that guy. Yeah. God bless America. All right, everyone. Have a great day. Maybe next time I'll talk about the stuff I want to talk about.
And we'll have another Lyme update, and we'll have another total eclipse of the sun update.
That's right. And how was the show? Good night, girlfriend.
Guess what? It was great.